Hi podcasters, this is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today I'm talking to artist and gallery owner Kristen England again, all the way in Costa Rica. She brings me up to date with everything going on in her gallery, Galleria Pura Vida. We talk about the art climate in Costa Rica, how she thinks of new ways to make her gallery the hot spot, and why she took her daughter's iPad away. Enjoy! I've never been smart with investments or stocks, but one thing I've learned over the years is that an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. If you want to get smart with your money, you can trade smarter and maximize your returns with Trade with UFOs. Trade with UFOs is a brand that represents a community of users trading with predictive tools. You don't have to be good with stocks. They literally hold your hand while you trade, teaching you everything you need to know. You see, Trade with UFOs is also a portal which provides access to predictive apps, courses, and coaching, all to show you how to make money using unfilled orders. Why am I so passionate about this? Because then we'll all have more money in our pockets to buy more art. It's time to get smart with your money. Leverage your success with Trade with UFOs. Go to tradewithufos.com and use my offer code Brooke for a 50% off discount on all of their products. That's Brooke.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you doing, Kristen?
I'm good. I can barely hear you. Talk to me.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Awesome. This is awesome.
Yay.
Loving the space. That looks great.
Loving the space. Since I'm on the phone, I can give you a little So here is, flip this around. I'm sorry, I haven't used Zoom in a long time. I don't even know how to change it around. I'll just do it with my phone. Okay, so here's the school across the street.
Nice.
We have art lessons.
Oh,
here's beautiful. Some moving walls.
Cool.
Here's the little working artist space.
I love it.
Here's our little kitchen that I was just about to recurate. We have little bathroom, my desk.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's the new space. It's about, it's way, way, way bigger than the old space, and it's a lot less money, and it's a lot more visibility. Mm-hmm. And even though it's slow season, we've been having some nice traffic. Like some young guy was trying to ask me questions, and I was like, hey, yeah, I can Zoom, but gotta go.
Very cool.
It's good.
Awesome. So how are things? How's the art culture there?
Art culture is awesome. Most people walk in, they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Because a lot of buildings around here don't even have walls. So you walk in and it's like.
They don't have walls?
Right. Like if you walk into most restaurants, you're on a gravel floor with plants.
Okay.
And tables.
Okay.
And a roof. But twinkly lights. It's not first world. Some of the stores have regular, do you see what I'm having a hard time expressing myself. This is much more of a fancy enclosed air conditioned space than people are used to in this town.
Okay, cool.
So there's a store beneath me that's kind of like, think of a Kinko's back in the day. Like they make copies, pens and art supplies and stuff.
Right.
But, markets are kind of more like crowded and crazy. So you walk in here and it's like, whoa, this is like a real art gallery, so it's just like people love walking in here. The kids have been really having a good time taking lessons. We're having more adults take lessons. So we're turning out new artists. I have a lot of artists around here that want to show that I don't have room for.
Yeah.
So we're super saturated with artists in this community. So I really wanted to make a place for them to show their stuff,
That's neat. So if there's not enough space, how do you, which is a very real problem for anything.
Right.
What process or protocol do you use to kind of decide which gets shown and what does not?
Just what I like or not.
Yeah.
And then if something's in here, there's like maybe a 2-3 month trial period. And if somebody's not getting any traffic, no sales, if not even people are noticing their work or saying anything about it, I get it back to them and make room for a new artist.
Okay.
Um, But at the same time, like if somebody, sometimes someone will come in with a new house and they'll want to buy a bunch of things at once. Mm-hmm. So I can't be like, oh, you know, I need to have inventory. Right. So at my personal house, I have like 30 or 40 more artworks of all sizes.
Rotate.
So yeah. And we also kind of like rotate them through hotels here. Ooh. So that more eyes on them, and it's somewhat safe storage, although we have had an art heist, but it wasn't that big of a deal. It was
an art heist. That sounds kind of cool.
I know, I was like, ooh, big news. And the artist was flattered that someone would see her. But no big deal. So yeah, that's kind of how it works so far around here. We're looking into more digital options, mm-hmm. you know, just being able to modernize more so people can buy things on our, from our website, and, you know, streamlining that kind of thing. I've got, you know, young interns working for me now. So it's like my employees now have interns helping them. Nice. And like, I'm the old lady, like I'm good at connecting artists and I know what I like and I can fill a gallery, but in terms of like social media and connecting and all that stuff, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna let the kids handle it.
Right, right. Yeah, they're probably
so, yeah, but it's been really fun. Neat. We've also started on Friday nights because we're generally open noon to sunset, which is around 6 p.m. Okay. every day. And we've started on Friday nights having open mic nights, and they've been having the most beautiful music here. Like my parents were in town, that you know. They were here last Friday. They flew out yesterday. And like they came in, they were just blown away by the music. There's so many talented people here. It's just like plug in, microphone, guitar. Okay, let's do it. So that's been wildly popular and well attended. So, you know, we have writing classes here now. We have dance classes. We have yoga, kundalini. It's really like a fine arts kind of almost healing center. But yeah, it's been really, really good.
What's kundalini?
It's a type of yoga.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. That is so cool. So what did your parents think of it all?
They loved it. They were just like, this is beautiful. And it was also a place for them to meet, like, you know, I've been here for 3 years, so I have friends of all ages that I wanted my parents to meet. So to be able to just be like, come on into the gallery, we'll be there from blah, blah, blah. It's like a really nice meeting space for people. Yeah. And it's hot and jungly out here, and I keep the art cold. Like I keep it like Charlotte AC weather here. Yeah. So people are upstairs, so you've been like walking on the beach, you come up here and you're like, ah,
ah, nice. Very nice. I think you froze. Hang on one second. Yeah. You're frozen. Let's see.
Died.
I think you're back. Awesome.
Are we back?
We're back.
Hey, the power just died. So I guess yeah, it's still rainy season here. So it's been really like, I've never seen this little amount of people here. Uh-huh. So normally it's like really, really busy, but it's been so quiet and fun and easy. And
right.
Yeah.
Right. So you
very mellow.
Do you get, you get a lot of tourists, but do you have like a main group of people that like live there that come in?
Yeah. It's usually when people are looking for something or coming for an event, like they have bought a new house.
Right.
People come by to see us that are our friends, but you know, more often than not, it's artists or people who've never been in here before. But there's a constant influx of people. It's like whenever I go to a town as a tourist, if I see an art gallery, I go check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And the first question, people are like, oh, are these local artists or is this your stuff? And I'm like, yes, both. It's mine and everyone in here pretty much is local. Yeah. I squeezed in a couple of American friends, like our dear Hannah has, But yeah, I like to keep it moving, keep it flowing. Sales are obviously preferable. Like there's so much, I mean, I love telling an artist, hey, you've got this amount of dollars on the way. We just sold three pieces or whatever. They're like, yay.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes if stuff isn't moving, we'll just give it back and then make room for new artists. So that's where we're at. We're figuring it out, but it's awesome. I love coming to work.
Yeah.
The girls that work for me totally share my vision. They're awesome. They're so dedicated, honest, much better at Spanish than me because they're of Spanish first, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know what's going on. I kind of know what they were saying, but can you refresh me?
Right, right.
So, yeah.
That's like a huge endeavor. Just to open an art gallery for one thing, but to open an art gallery in Costa Rica, uh-huh. where you don't necessarily, I mean, where that's not your first language, and where you're kind of
people
are saying all the time, that would be how does that work? How do you deal with that?
I study a lot.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying as much as I can because I want to be able to represent myself as much as possible.
Right.
But like today when one of our new artists came in, she was from Israel and we started in Spanish. And then she's like, do you guys want to speak English? Because that's easier for me. And I was like, gosh, you know, so I try to go both ways because I'm always learning, even if I don't quite understand what's happening.
Right.
You know, I'm picking it. And I actually learned this from one of my artists a couple of years ago that he came in here and he was speaking English with me and he's so sweet. And I said something and his reaction was just like, ha, yeah, ha, ha. And I was like, that didn't match what I said. So, okay. So he's like, ha, ha, yeah, acting like he understands what I say. Mm-hmm. That didn't go well. And I do that all the time. I was like, ha, ha, yeah, but I don't understand what's happening. So I'm like, I'm never like, so since that young man did the ha, and then I was like, oh, he has no idea what I'm talking about. Never going to do that again. Then I'm like, I didn't quite catch what you said. Can you say that another way or slower? And they're like, oh yeah, sure. And they're happy to help you.
Yeah.
So I learn a lot more by asking when I don't understand, you know?
Yeah.
That's been great. Great. And we're kind of like right in the middle of town and there's like a school and a restaurant and a smoothie bar and a taco place. Like we're right in the middle of like where all the kids hang out. The beach is where my
sorry, you're cutting up a little
for class and then go surf or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I can't tell what's happening with our signal. Like I said, rainy season is touching goodbye.
Right, right. So you were talking, I'm sorry, you were talking about the beach and how that's
so frozen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's just like the beach where the teenagers like to hang out. So this has become a place where like kids will come in here and like take selfies and they're getting all Instagrammy in here.
Nice.
You know, so mm-hmm. that's cool.
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah.
For sure.
It's been really fun.
So you were talking your Friday.
I had originally said I would do this for 3 weeks.
I'm sorry. Sorry, you had originally
Friday
said
night open mic. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you're talking, it was your Friday night jam, I guess is what you call it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you have just people.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friday night jam. Yep.
People just come in and like anyone can come in and jam in the way they do best.
Yeah. We've got mics and like the people who showed up have been like world-class musicians and some of them know each other, but most of us don't. So
nice.
Just a totally unique thing here. That usually when you go around to different places, there'll be like a band playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like anyone can get a play. So that's welcome of, you know, oh, I wrote this song, but I've never sang in front of people before. And then someone sings a song and you're like, what? You're amazing.
Yeah.
Like this is very much of undiscovered talent. Mm-hmm. And then some people are just obviously very talented and seasoned. So you've got that mixed in too.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got like me, you know, popping in playing bass with people if they want, or right. like my friend was playing harmonica this week and she's never done that before. People can bring her, you know, I'm not charging money. It's just for fun. Like,
nice.
It's just because I have the space to do it and it's really, really fun.
That's really cool. That is really neat. So yeah, just you were in a band.
My big night.
You what?
Yeah. So it's fun to play bass again.
Yeah, and you
piano in here, which is possible.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that is really neat. What was I gonna ask?
Great around here.
So, and I'm not even sure if I asked you, I might have asked you this before, but like, how did you get into yoga?
Oh, I've been practicing yoga since I moved to California in 2000, and I started going and loved it and never stopped. And then when the pandemic hit, I decided to go do a yoga training. That just kind of shot me in a different direction from there. I was already going to open up the art gallery, but I didn't think it would be a part of my. Then I started teaching, and then I started teaching in Spanish, and then it's become this really awesome balancing thing that I do. And then other people teach yoga here in the gallery in the mornings before we're open, just for extra revenue. So they have a space. They earn money, I earn rent. I get to take yoga.
Nice. Oh,
It's a great use of the space.
that's awesome. That is perfect.
Yeah, yoga kind of replaced a lot of my other exercise and spiritual practices. It's like all. So it kind of like it's such a good use of my time.
Yeah. So, and you found it when you were
All's in.
in California?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and then was trained as a teacher in Colorado and then here in Costa Rica. I've
Nice.
met so many people through that, so many artists that I've met, visual artists. Hi. So yeah, it's just been a huge addition to my life. I really need it. If I don't practice for a couple of days, I can tell.
Right. Oh yeah, totally, totally.
So
So,
yeah.
and it goes so well with art, I think.
It does, yeah. And you're not really surrounded by a ton of local artists, and we're always changing it. Like right before I got on the phone with you, we spent all morning changing the art in here, so it all looks like fresh.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm having a blast. I love my staff. I don't know what to say. It's just great. I love it.
Cool,
Living
cool.
my dream, my personal.
That
You just
is
kind of
awesome.
have to figure out how to make it more lucrative and more like, how can we go down this rabbit hole? Or, talking about digital art and NFTs and things like that, to move like original paintings is like, you've got to move quite a few to a business. So we're there right now, but trying to figure out ways to make it more lucrative and better and
Right.
expand. And just how we can grow and expand and make more work for all the artists, ourselves included.
Yeah. So what kind of ways do you do that? I mean, like how do you like what are ways that you explore to kind of make that happen?
NFTs, digital artwork, allowing our images to be used in other ways. Like, I'm getting some of the artists. I'm using some like, I don't know if you can see, this is just a good example of something I'm working on. This meditative character in it. So I'm gonna take that character out, blank out the background, and make it like its own character and sell it on Etsy or Redbubble or Society 6 or Cafe Press or these types of things where you take an image and you're like, oh, I want that on a coffee cup or a phone case or a tote bag or a shower curtain. And then to be able to resell the images like that is one thing that we're working on. We're also, yeah, we're just exploring like everything we can think of. We're like, what are other art galleries doing? And then more recently, I've been introduced to the National Gallery here. So I've been working with bigger named artists that are famous in Costa Rica and having higher dollar items in here,
Cool.
which is kind of like a different clientele, but I don't really want to have this be. I mean, I live in the jungle. This isn't a first world country. There are tons of billionaires here, but there's also kids who come in whose, houses aren't worth more than some of these paintings. So it's, I definitely like to have the balance, little things that tourists, things that are like $5 and $10, like little reprints or magnets or cards. Like when you go to the boat, shop. There's little things, or you can get big expensive things. So I really like to have the balance of like someone of all ages could get a Christmas present for their mom and here, you know?
Yeah, I think that sounds awesome. So
yeah.
And you were talking about, what were you talking about? You were like sharing art with some of the hotels and stuff like that.
Yeah. Just switching out art into different hotels because they love to have it refreshed, and they love to show local art. I've made some sales that way for like tourists. I just found the most brilliant shipping solution here. It to be post office, which is called Correos. And like for me to ship this painting to you in Charlotte, we'd get there in like 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. At about half the price that it would cost me to ship in the United States.
Oh, wow.
So, like, we just figured out this brilliant shipping situation, which was a head scratcher for a while because the laws change. And so that's great. We also, they doesn't want to paint, or they can't afford it, or their budget is more like $400, you know, then right. We can make them a beautiful print and ship it to their house if they're on vacation. And then you can have like a reproduction of this on canvas at your apartment when you get home from Costa Rica. So that is really popular too.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just figuring out ways to get the art out there and let artists go to work. That's my whole mission, is let's get artists to work.
Right. Oh, that sounds awesome. And it sounds like you do, like, as, well, I guess all entrepreneurs do this, but like you're a lot of problem solving and just.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
So, yeah.
I like to delegate that. My staff is better at that than me. I'm like, guys, figure this out. And then they'll come out with some amazing, you know, solution that I never would have thought of. And like, meanwhile, I've made a new painting. So it's like, it's great. Everybody works together so beautifully. There's usually a couple of dogs in here.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, people are welcome to, like, you know, bring snacks or crack beers. There's always a class. There's a class about to happen in here for kids.
Cool.
So it's going to be loud.
Nice, nice.
Okay, all good. All good. Yeah.
And I was reading your Facebook wall, and I was curious. You'd said something. You had taken Nadia's iPad away.
I did.
And I was interested in hearing about that because I think that's very cool.
Yeah, well, for most of the modern parents that I know, we're all up against this beast called the screen. And you can't be like telling your kid, get off that iPad when I'm like this, right? Yeah,
exactly.
So, you know, there's an element of like the old 1980s, like plops a kid in front of the TV that I don't do because I wasn't raised that way. I could only watch like a few minutes of TV a day, and it really helped me concentrate on learning other skills and instruments and talents and crafts, you know. And I just saw my kids being more interested in real life when they were off their screen life. Because if they're given like this or that, like, do you want to go to the beach or stay home? They want to stay home because stay that's home. Where the stuff is.
Right.
So this is backwards. So I just took it away, and now she's just much more into hanging out with the family and doing, I mean, we have so many art supplies at my house. It's insane. So there's like art supplies out the wazoo.
Right.
And the kids are like way more creative and hanging out more. And it's been great. It's been like a couple of weeks that she's been off it. She was a lot happier and more creative. Nice. And I am too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I took Facebook off my phone for a while just to be like, I want to spend 0 minutes doing that.
Right.
You know, all minutes that I've been doing other. I give myself tech cleanses, I guess, you know.
Nice. That's smart.
But yeah, like fast, you know, like to clean out.
Yeah. What was her reaction to it at first?
At first, it's like taking booze away from an alcoholic. She's like, wrong. And then after a little while, she's like, this is crazy, you know. Grumpy. It's like, take my cookies away.
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah.
And I wasn't punisher. I just so your brain develops properly.
Absolutely. Know?
But she's been more creative and happier without it. And like she can have it back a little bit now, but not like wake up and get on it. You know, right. I'm like, whoa, we should be waking up outside and hello to the monkeys and the birds before we have our breakfast, you know. Like,
nice.
Let's go on a walk instead. So awesome. It's also amazing. Yeah, it's super nice. Oh my gosh, she lives in a beautiful place. She's a very lucky kid. But also, it's on me to be like, let's go do this.
Yeah.
Instead of, I mean, I could sit there and have my coffee and be on my phone too.
Right.
But
right.
It's a lot better for both of us to just get up and live real life.
Right.
So, right.
Mm-hmm. Like you were saying about the, like in the 80s where you could, the kids would watch TV. I mean, that's, yeah, it's good. She's more of a creative, but yeah, you got to find stuff to do. You got to.
Right. It's like you know, the spot. You don't get to just coast and be the babysitter that's like watching TV, you right. know? It's right. like, oh, I brought a project for you today, you know? And it's like, it's a step up, but it's really valuable time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that we're doing this. This is great.
Right.
Yeah. You know, she's only going to be a little kid for a little year, so.
Yeah.
Good to use the minutes together.
That's awesome. How old is she again?
10.
10?
10. And those last 5 minutes before boys are important or anything else, just like, yay, life. Yes,
exactly.
I'm a little kid.
Exactly.
So I don't want to miss out on yay, life. I'm a little kid. Let's go play, because it's like, oh, I'm worth watching a makeup tutorial on YouTube.
Right. Right.
A long time ago, I was like, we're not watching any makeup, anything.
Right.
No exactly. makeup. No. You know, because that's like such a huge time killer.
Totally.
Yeah. Like even my husband was showing me this morning on Facebook, as I was trying to get out the door to go to Kundalini to get here to the gallery. Mm-hmm. And we were joking around. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. This is probably like making you dumber to even look at this. I'm like, it kind of is. It kind of is. It's making me late and dumb. So I gotta go. it really is like, you need to like go read a paper book. But
it's so much easier on Kindle.
It is. I know. It travels so well. I get it. That's the thing. Like, we all get how convenient phones and tablets and iPads are. But I know that I'm more productive when I limit such things.
I absolutely agree. Awesome. So what you got going on the rest of the day?
The rest of the day, we're about to have some class in here in about 5 minutes. We'll have some art students and it'll be messy and awesome. And I will play some music and I might go get some snacks.
Cool.
How about you? How's your day going?
Things are going good. I worked this morning and came home and took a nap and
my gosh, amazing.
I know, it was amazing.
That's like the height of luxury to take a nap, I think.
Totally. Well, I get up at 3 in the morning.
Self-permission. Okay, every day.
So a nap is, Well, not
you have to.
I have to. So I have to do the nap or else I'm cranky by 7.
Totally. Yeah, I get that.
So, cranky by 5 sometimes. but this has been so awesome, Kristen. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Yeah, good to talk to you always. I'm going to be in Charlotte next month, so maybe we can cross paths.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Definitely. Very cool.
Talk about other stuff live.
Yeah.
Say hey to us.
I will, for sure. And let me know when you're in town.
I will.
Cool.
Awesome. Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
Thank you so much to Kristen England for chatting with me. It's always fabulous and inspiring to talk to you. If you want to see more of Kristen and Galleria Pura Vida, go to galleriapuravida.com or find her on social at Galleria Pura Vida. As always, please like and share. Thanks for listening. This is a Hotspur Media production. Music by Corey Knoxville.